You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey friends, welcome to The Purpose Show. I am just going to dive right into this episode because it is kind of the foundation of why I do what I do, why I'm so passionate about it, and why I started my business in the first place. And that is the benefits of minimalism for mothers and just sort of how the philosophy of minimalism and less and simplified home and lifestyle is so incredibly beneficial for mothers specifically. So personally, obviously, minimalism has just made such a difference in my life back when I first started. And now, even just recently, Brian left for about a week. He went on a trip and he was gone for 6 or 7 days. And while he was gone, I just kind of like rediscovered why I love minimalism so much. And, you know, if you've been around here for, you know, more than a minute, you probably know that I'm not super crazy about rules and, well, this is how you be minimal in this area of your home and make sure you don't have too many jeans. Make sure you have this many of this. And it's just not how I do things at all. It doesn't go with my personality. I'm pretty mellow about most things and I don't really like to overthink. I just like to take action and play things by ear and see how it shakes out, see how it's going to work for me in my life. And this philosophy of minimalism is unique, I think, out there because there's a lot of like rules-based minimalism and a lot of like real specific stuff, which is great if you need that. And I do offer that, you know, sometimes like, well, you know, here is a good idea of how many, you know, of this to have in your home if you're feeling like you're a numbers person. But typically, I feel like just embracing the idea of less and questioning what we own and what we are allowing to take up our space and our time is where kind of like the key is to changing your life. So anyway, when Brian left for a week, I just really realized how much simpler my life is now than it was when he used to be gone all the time, working really crazy hours while I was at home with the kids. And during that week, I didn't work at all. It was just kind of like, it was kind of nostalgic because I really went back into like full-on stay-at-home motherhood with my husband being gone. And it was funny because our life is so different now than it was when that was my only role. And so it just went really smoothly. We had like our rhythms and routines in place. The house was just really easy to maintain, especially without work and like running the business on the side. It was just like, that was my sole focus. I was cooking and baking and everything just went really smoothly and it was so full of joy. I was able to, you know, I had decided a long time ago when Brian was planning this trip that while he was gone, I was really going to make it good. I was really going to make it an intentional time focused on my kids. I wasn't going to be working. I planned that week away from the business on purpose. I really just kind of put my phone away, put my computer away and just focused on my kids because I think that that's an opportunity that we don't really get unless we plan for it. And so I wanted to really be intentional and plan for that. And it was amazing. We had a really great time. We stayed home a lot. We went out a couple times and did some fun stuff, but we just hung out and relaxed together and played games and watched movies together and went to the park and went out to lunch. And it was just really wholesome and good. And it just made me feel like I had taken a deep breath in my life. And I looked around and just noticed how much lighter our home was versus how it used to be, you know, about 5 or 6 years ago. It also brought a lot to mind for me about single mothers and wives of men who leave a lot, like, you know, trucker wives and military wives. And just if your husband has a demanding schedule and he travels a lot, if he has like a unique schedule that just means that you're there a lot by yourself, if you're a completely single mom. I just was really thinking that week that I wanted to give you all the gift of less. And that's what I do in my business. And I just wanted to give it space in the podcast to specifically talk about why this is so beneficial, why it matters, and why I'm so passionate about giving the gift of minimalism to mothers specifically. And we're just going to get real and cover the benefits of minimalism for moms. So let's dive in. So I think that when people think about minimalism, you know, they mostly picture some stereotype stuff, like an all white room with like one solitary couch, like no TV, no toys, plants hanging by the kitchen sink, and just like really boring and clean and perfect. And for me, that's just not the point at all. You know, years ago, embracing minimalism changed my life and totally transformed my motherhood from angry and frustrated and overwhelmed to happy and light and really almost free of stress. And I just fell in love with the way of living with less, and I never looked back. And when I say living with less, I don't mean like being deprived of things. I mean less junk, less unnecessary. You won't realize until you go to look at it how much stuff is taking up your space that is totally unnecessary. This doesn't mean, you know, living a joyless life of not shopping and not, you know, decorating the way you like because it's not minimalistic in style enough. It means looking at what is there that is totally unnecessary that you didn't even know you had, that's wasting space and time and bringing you down and messing with your psyche, because that's what clutter does. And science shows us that. So after I made this change in my life, so many things shifted. My marriage improved. My kids became less anxious around me because I wasn't a stressed out basket case anymore. There wasn't like clutter everywhere I looked anymore. And I found myself doing things like sitting on the floor, building a train track with the boys, you know, watching old movies with my husband instead of nagging about him about how my day was harder than his and he never helps. And I can't sit down and watch Netflix with you because I have to clean up the dishes. You know, that went away and it just became more relaxed. I was cooking more meals and taking walks with my kids, and suddenly I was much less busy and I was a better person in general. And this was all because I got rid of the stuff that we didn't need and simplified our home. So I can go on and on and on about all the ways minimalism has impacted my motherhood, but I broke it down into like a few main points. This is a lot. We may need to do like a follow-up episode or something about this because it's just a lot to fit into, you know, a short episode. Well, these are some of the biggest benefits. Okay, so one of the first things that's a direct result of simplifying your space is less cleaning. And I don't really think I need to go on too much here because I just said less cleaning. And I think all of your ears probably pricked to that and you're like, yes, sign me up for whatever will give me less cleaning. So I have about a couple days a week where I focus a little bit heavier on house stuff, and that's, I don't know, a little heavier, meaning like maybe like an extra like 15, 20 minutes, if that. So I kind of like do my things as I go. And this is not an episode about cleaning routines, so I won't focus too much on this. But what I'm trying to say is I would confidently tell you that about 30 minutes a day split up over the course of my day is what I spend maintaining my home. So picking things up, cleaning, dishes, all of that. And no more than that for sure. And then I have a couple days a week, or maybe there's like maybe an extra like 5 or 10 minutes. Every once in a while, I'll spend an extra like 15, 20 minutes just like deep cleaning a little bit because it needs it. Like we have a white banister rail. So like that will get really dirty from the kids' hands like being on it. So I'll like wipe that down and maybe run the vacuum on the stairs and have the kids do, you know, some extra vacuum upstairs or something. But really, that's pretty rare. And I've actually recently hired a housekeeper to kind of take over things like that, the extra detailed stuff every other week. So even that now is less, thank God. But really, I've got 4 kids. I work from home. My husband and I are home all day, every day together. My kids are homeschooled. They're home all day, every day together. We have a 2,300 square foot house, and I spend 30 minutes or less on daily household maintenance. I think that's pretty staggering and amazing. I'm not pulling your leg. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not building up a false reality. This is my actual life. And I talk about it all the time. And I see other women who've gone through my course saying the same exact things. This is what happens when you just don't have extra junk. We don't realize how much cleaning and how much household maintenance comes from just maintaining the stuff we don't even need, picking up random stuff. And then the kids pull it out. The baby goes through and pulls things out that you don't even need. It builds up this cluttered existence that makes us unhappy and gives us so much extra work and takes up our time. Time that we need to and want to be spending on our families. Because of this idea of less, I have to do the dishes, you know, of course, because I've got kids, but it's much less often than most people, for sure. You know, just I make the beds, I pick up, you know, the usual shoes and coats and art supplies, and the kids do their chores and things like that. But it's just day to day and it's very minimal. I just don't think that cleaning up and being frustrated and overwhelmed is a good way to spend these short, precious years of raising our kids. Minimalism has created an escape from that for me and for thousands of other women that I see in Your Uncluttered Home going through it and coming out the other side like, wow, I bought this on a whim. I didn't really think you meant it, but yeah, 30 minutes a day or less on my house. And these women, some of them have more kids, some of them have bigger houses. And they're saying the same thing because that's what this does. It alleviates the pressure of constant cleanup, constant maintenance. And that is huge. Think about what would come if you didn't have to clean as much. What would happen? So much could change, right? There's a quote from Patricia Heaton that opens my eyes and breaks my heart at the same time. And it's, I don't remember my mother ever playing with me. And she was a perfectly good mother, but she had to do the laundry and clean the house and do the grocery shopping. And I just don't want that. And it's all too easy. Forget about cleaning and our role. Like, it's all too easy to raise our kids like that, to raise kids who are able to say that without all that stuff. It's hard to focus, right? It's hard to make sure that we're giving our kids what they need from us and focusing our time on them. And really, honestly, like, not a lot of people really want to sit down and play Legos with their kids. It's not something that we really like love to do, but at the same time, we want to be present moms for our kids. You can do that so much more and make it way easier for yourself if you're not cleaning up as much. It takes up way too much time and it's just not necessary. So I want you to know that if you simplify your home and you remove that excess, you are creating so much more time in your life. Okay? I promise. That's just what happens. The next benefit of minimalism for mothers is that you're always ready to have someone over. This is small, but it's also huge. My house could be at its very worst. And I've actually shared this on my Instagram story. Unfortunately, it was before the days where there was Instagram story highlights where you could save something on your feed for forever. But I showed this is the worst my house has been in a long time. It's just a mess. This is the messiest that it gets. And I showed it and it was real. There's stuff on the floor and there's stuff out and it's real life. But I remember what the worst used to be and it was so bad. Just crap everywhere, shoved under the couches, in corners and crannies, coming out of drawers and cupboards and closets. And the shelves were full of stuff that had to be kept organized. Otherwise, it would look messy. And when you just don't have as much unnecessary stuff taking up your space, it is impossible for that type of mess to happen. Sure, we have clothes and shoes and stuff and things can get, if you don't have rhythms and routines in place, of course, your house is gonna get messy. But wouldn't it be nice to know that the worst it can get is just like a 30-minute cleanup? Wouldn't that be incredible? That's my reality. That's the reality of, like I said, the thousands of women that I see going through Your Uncluttered Home and coming out the other side better and different. That's what happens. You simplify down to what you need, what you use, what you love. And there really isn't enough to make that kind of like catastrophic all day Saturday cleanup disaster. I love that. I don't want my house to ever be able to get that messy. And it can't. And that is so wonderfully liberating. I can't even tell you. It's so, so good for my soul to know that if we get hit with the flu, if something happens, it's okay. It can't get that bad. I can get behind, sure, and have to catch up, of course, but it can't get that bad anymore. And I know how that bad used to be. And so knowing that, if my house can't even get that bad when somebody, I'm stumbling on my words because I get really excited. then when somebody just pops over randomly and we're just in a normal day, sure, there's probably some shoes out. There's probably some stuff out. Maybe the kids played with some toys and left them on the rug of the front room and didn't clean them up like they should have after they were done. Maybe there's some dishes out and things are just not perfect, but that's okay. We live here. This isn't a model home. But I know that if somebody comes over, if somebody comes by, I don't have to run through the house shoving stuff in the closet, freaking out. I can let them in and it's fine. I received an email recently from a Your Uncluttered Home student. And she was saying, oh my gosh, I just had to tell you, we just moved and I went through your course and I implemented everything over like a couple months. And I went out and tried to make new friends because we live in a new state. I didn't know anybody. And I reached out to this girl and we decided to meet up at the park and student to try to meet up and get our kids together and see if we could become friends. And the day of, she called me and said, you know, I think we should cancel because the weather is really bad. We can't go to the park. And this woman who's emailing me was saying, I was able to say, you know what? It's in 30 minutes. I really wanted to meet you. Why don't you guys just come over? And I was able to spur of the moment, invite this woman over, have her over to my house, this new friend, and our kids played and it was great. I didn't have to freak out. My house was clean and simple and it always is now. And I was able to just randomly at the last minute open up my house and host my friend and have her over. And while that girl was there, I guess she had said something to my student like, I'm so glad you were able to open up your home. I thought about it, but I couldn't because my house is a mess. And she was just emailing me and saying how grateful she was that she wasn't there anymore and that she had moved on past that time in her life and it's not like that anymore. And yes, 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 and amen. It's amazing. That is the truth. That's what happens. That's how this ends up when you do this. It's such a relief to know we live here. Things get a little messy, sure. But I know that I can always have somebody drop by and not be embarrassed because my house is a freaking dive because it just doesn't get like that anymore. When you buy something, you buy it with your time, with minutes from your life, not just with your money. Studies show us that less clutter equals less stress and more time. It's really as simple as that. This was the founding reason that I created Your Uncluttered Home. It's become my most popular, globally praised decluttering course that I designed for moms who want to live their lives more than they want to clean up after it. It's truly the A to Z of minimalism. Every room, every area, every nook and cranny of your house totally uncluttered. This super extensive, extremely detailed course is literally everything you need to become a minimalist mama who's able to be a lot more present for what matters most. To learn more about the course, go to alicasaza.com/allcourses. This really is the shortcut version, the exact journey that I took as a mom 5 or 6 years ago now that got me to this point of an uncluttered, minimalistic motherhood where I'm spending the least amount of time on my house every day. Motherhood is just way too sweet a time to be spent struggling so hard and living in survival mode day in and day out. And our stuff really is the cause of that. If you want to start this lifestyle, if you want to simplify your life, I believe that it all starts at home. Another benefit of minimalism for mothers is you have more time. You can create the life that you want. Time is in your hands and you can decide to create more time for yourself by eliminating the excess because what takes up our space takes up our time, right? I have so much more free time these days versus my pre-minimalist life for sure. And I've got, two more kids since then too. And I run the business from home. So there's more going on. I'm homeschooling the kids. They're older years now. So homeschooling gets a little more time consuming. There's a lot going on and I still have way more time now than I did back then. So minimalism, again, you totally win, totally takes the cake. It's amazing. Such a benefit. Time is such a valuable resource. You can't create really more of it in terms of like the length of your life, but you can create more space to enjoy the time you have. And that's what minimalism does for sure. Another benefit of minimalism for mothers is that you enjoy your home more. I used to not really like to cook, but now I'm starting to because I enjoy being in my kitchen because it's light in there. There's not a lot of crap taking up the counter space. I can find what I need. I don't have a lot of excess stuff. I love turning on some music or a podcast and creating something delicious for my family to eat and lighting a candle and just having a glass of wine while I cook and just being there because I love being in my home. I love my kitchen. I love the front room in my house, the living room. When you walk in, you see two sofas and then my dining table is over there. And that is the room where I come downstairs after I make my coffee. I sit down and I have my morning quiet time there. I love that room. Every single time I walk in the door from running errands or from being out on a work trip or going to a homeschool thing with the kids, I walk in the door and I just feel like I've taken a deep breath. I feel so good. I love being there. I enjoy being in my home. I don't like doing laundry, but I love sitting in my room on my beautiful bed and folding my clothes. I love it. I love putting the clothes away because I get to see each person's dresser while I'm doing that. And I love the home that we've created. I love to decorate. I love the space I've created. I love that there's not a lot of clutter everywhere and I can walk in and every room feels like a fresh breath. Really. I hope it doesn't sound annoying. It's the truth. Minimalism has allowed me to actually love my home and love spending time in it without having to spend hours or days getting it perfectly clean and then enjoying that for about 3 seconds before it comes undone because there's junk everywhere and the kids pull it out and I pull it out and it just is a mess. I would so much rather have less stuff and enjoy my home and know that it is a clean, uncluttered space where it doesn't just look clean and organized and then I open up a drawer and there's a bunch of junk in there. I do have one junk drawer, full disclosure. But other than that, I love that I can open up any closet, any shelf, any drawer, anywhere and just know there's not a lot of junk in here. Also, huge benefit of minimalism for mothers, a better marriage. I know this might be hard to see the connection between minimalism and marriage. And I never would have guessed that it existed either before, but it is there and it is really strong for sure. Since just pursuing less and becoming minimal, my brain is so much more uncluttered and clear. It made me a happier person. When you remove the excess clutter in your home and you start to get more time and you just start to feel better, you become a happier person. You become easier to live with. You become somebody that your husband maybe wants to spend a little more time with. And you just become a more available wife. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I found myself able to just say, yeah, you know what? Let's sit down and watch Netflix together because my stuff is done. The house is clean. Everything is just lighter and I'm not behind all the time. I'm not scrambling all the time to get ready for the next day. Brian said it so many times in the beginning when I first started implementing this, how much more I laughed, how much kinder I was in general, how much more available I am to listen to him and spend quality time with him. Our bond got stronger. Our relationship has improved by such leaps and bounds since we purged our stuff. It is so funny. I, honest to God, just never would have felt like that was going to be a side effect of this. And it was. It was a blaringly obvious one that I noticed right away. It's huge for sure. Another benefit of minimalism for mothers is that you're able to be a mom who plays. So I know I've already said a million times how my mind is clearer and I'm a happier, freer person, but it fits in here again. Because of this idea of minimalism in my home, I'm free to be a mom who plays with her kids. And I say this a lot, but instead of saying go play, I have time and space to say let's play. And again, not a lot of people really want to go outside and kick a soccer ball around with their kids when there's other things to do. There just is. Not so much like house stuff, since that's what we're talking about, but there's just other things to do. Maybe you want to read a book. Maybe you work at home and you want to get some of your work tasks knocked off. You still have to make the choice to be an intentional mom who spends time with her kids. But it's so much easier to do that if you're not looking around at a freaking disastrous house that's stressing you out and you can physically see all the stuff on your to-do list, all the mess that needs to be cleaned up, and to say, you know what? Go play. I have to do this. I stopped shooing my kids away and was able to sit and focus and be with them and cultivate a relationship with them and play with them. I can say, you know what? Yeah, let's play. I can run a business from my home. And it doesn't put a dent in the quality of my motherhood because I spend no extra time managing my stuff. Another benefit, like I was talking about with Entice to the other ones, is again, that you're just a happier person in general. And I wanted to bring this up specifically, not because I have a lot of things to say on this point. Really, that's it. I just have a lot of joy these days. And these are my favorite types of messages and emails to get from students who go through the course and say, you know, whatever's changed in their lives. It's so funny how I'm telling you what's going to change if you take the course and you really go in and do this. And they buy the course, they get in and they do it. And then they email me shocked, like, you weren't kidding. Like, I just feel like a different person. It's so funny. Like, I told you. But that's the thing. You gain so much. you gain so much joy and lightness about you. You just feel like, I don't know, it's like your soul is lighter. It's just, there's less. You're not so stressed out. And that affects you in such a profound way. There are so many studies that back up, you know, minimalism and simplification, but one of my favorite ones and the one that I talk about all the time is the study that was done by the UCLA Center for Families. And that was showing that women specifically actually correlate, like we see how we feel about our homes the same as how we feel about our families. Like, how is our family going? That's really heavy. If you feel really stressed out about your house, science shows us that you feel really stressed out in general about your family and towards the people in your family, and it affects us. We have to stop like turning a blind eye to the fact that our stuff is affecting us. It really is. And science backs it up again and again. Another study showed that if you were to declutter your house, you would eliminate your housework down by 40%. That's almost half. And I've got to tell you, in my own personal experience and the experience that I read about when from students, it's going to be more than that for sure. I would say it's like 70% for my own life. And I would say that a lot of my students would agree with me or at least go over 50. Like it's, I think that's being, you know, really a careful estimate of 40%. But even if it was 40%, that's huge. Even if it was 10%, less is less. And motherhood is hard and demanding and time consuming and energy sucking. If there's anything you can do to simplify and give yourself more chance of feeling successful in this important role, why wouldn't you want to do that, right? So that's kind of where I've landed with this whole thing. If there's any, like, forget about all the specifics and the studies. If there's something that you can do to make yourself feel lighter, to make your motherhood go more smoothly, to make yourself a happier, more available mother and wife, why wouldn't you do that? This is such a simple way to make that happen for yourself, is to get in there and make decisions about your stuff and really decide what matters to you. Okay, so I know that getting started with minimalism or picking back up with minimalism, if you kind of started and got overwhelmed and didn't finish, it can be overwhelming. Ironically, simplifying your life can be incredibly overwhelming. And that's hard when you're already overwhelmed, which is why you need to do this in the first place, right? So it's kind of like a catch 22. But I have put together a really great, really simple free download, I guess, that has been really popular over the last like year or so. It's called the Minimalism for Moms Starter Kit. It's really simplified. It's just like super basic. It'll have you kind of journaling a little bit and answering questions for yourself to help you see what you need and then give you action steps of how to start. So to get that and get started as taking action on this episode, just go to alicasaza.com/shownotes/37. That's the numbers 3 and 7. That's it. And you can get that for free. And yeah, I think that'll be really good for you guys. I want you to take action on every episode. I know I say that all the time, but I mean it. Don't just listen, do it too. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alicasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.